Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Neil Chrisley. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. And now, play ball. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chrisley. Williams reaches second base with a double. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball four. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone takes first base on ball four. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button strikes out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards second. Runnels picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Runnels. Fernandez moves to second. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 1 in the game. Keogh hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0 for 1 in the game. Chrisley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yost moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz fields it and throws to second for the out. Yost moves to third. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into right field. Stevens picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stevens. Yost scores. Maxwell moves to third. Cash moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline is walked intentionally. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 1 in the game. Berberet hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Maxwell tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2 to nothing, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Malzahn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 1 in the game. Bunning hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Brewer covering, for the out. Two outs. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chrisley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stevens. Chrisley reaches second base with a double. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Chrisley scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Tom Sturtevant now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Sturtevant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturtevant hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 2 in the game. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Sturtevant covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Chrisley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. Button hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 2 in the game. Bunning bunts towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bunning for the out. Fernandez moves to second. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Chrisley hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Haywood Sullivan. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Tom Sturdivant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdivant is 0 for 1 in the game. Sturdivant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 3 in the game. Keogh hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Guile now catching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Berberet takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 3 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berberet moves to third. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Bowling moves to second. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 2 in the game. Bunning hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Chrisley takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sturdivant fields it and throws to first for the out. Chrisley moves to second. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cash hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keogh, who is chasing the ball. Cash reaches third base with a triple. Chrisley scores. It's 6-2, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline is hit by the pitch. Ted Bosfield now pitching. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Berberet hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 3 in the game. Button is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Geiger pinch hits for Ted Bosfield. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geiger for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.